a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now, here's your host for today's show.
Hello and welcome to the Infinite Possibilities Radio Broadcast. I am Babette Cobble, CEO and founding advisor of Every Woman Can Be, and owner of CB Coaching and Consulting. Thank you for listening in on our Infinite Possibilities Radio Broadcast today. This show is designed to educate you, the listener, on various topics that matter to women on both a personal and professional level. We are going to enjoy the next 30 minutes together, learning that children naturally possess all of the skills needed to be successful at selling. Joining me on today's broadcast is my guest, Michelle Joyce. For nearly two decades, Michelle Joyce managed one of the most successful professional speaking and training businesses in the country. She sold thousands of customized and personalized seminars to companies and associations all over the globe. She generated new additional revenue streams and created ongoing marketing and creative strategies to stay top of mind and attract new business. Michelle designed strategic tools and processes to ensure a flawless event experience for both the speaker and the customer every time. As an experienced, proven, and trusted industry professional, Michelle's coaching and consulting programs help individuals create stronger, more attractive brands, develop relevant seminar content and stories, polish their presentation skills, and generate more awareness for their products and services. Michelle creates lifelong friendships with all of her clients and delivers lasting results. Welcome, Michelle. It's great to have you join me on the Every Woman Can Be Infinite Possibilities radio broadcast.
Thank you, Babette. I'm so happy to be here, and thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Michelle, we are honored to have you as one of our speakers at the Every Woman Can Be Map Your Way to Success seminar in April. You did an amazing job, and I'm so glad to have you back with us today on this broadcast. Now, during your presentation in April at our seminar, you told the audience that children naturally possess all of the skills needed to be successful at selling. Can you tell us what those skills are?
Absolutely. I feel like whether you are in sales or you affect sales in your current role or position, we all learn those really important skills at a very early age. Everything you need to know about selling, you learned as a child. Things like have a positive attitude, you know, that's really the most important. How to use emotion to engage someone. How to uncover the customer's buying motives. How to connect and create loyal relationships. How to overcome objections. How to be persistent. And how to have fun every day. So you already have the skills to be great at selling. You may just not realize it.
What great information. Now, Michelle, let me ask you, did you make any sales as a child?
Oh, absolutely. I've always been a salesperson at heart. I made my first sale at 2.5 when I sold my parents on buying me a canopy bed. Now, granted, I already had established rapport with them, but in that transaction, I believe it was my persistence that closed the deal. And like many women, I also sold Girl Scout cookies door-to-door when I was a kid, which helped me grow my confidence in the ability to approach people. But when I was 13, the owner of a local grocery store asked if I would like to help them as a marketing rep. Now, I grew up in a really small town. It's kind of a Norman Rockwell town. It's Wilmington, Ohio. And when you're 13 and you get asked to do some marketing, that's very exciting. But my job really was to stand in the grocery store and scoop out tiny scoops of ice cream and hand them to customers with, along with a coupon to go purchase that ice cream. And during that process, I learned the important role of emotional engagement. And here's what I learned. When I simply offered the samples to customers, they rarely took the coupon to go purchase the product. But when I engaged them in friendly conversation and I asked how they liked the ice cream, how did it compare to what they currently ate, what were they in the store shopping for today, when I engaged them in that conversation, they in turn asked me for the coupon. So when I'm speaking to a customer or prospect, I always find something personal about them before we ever discuss business. Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? And if you have the opportunity to Google someone before you speak, you can learn all sorts of things from their LinkedIn page, Twitter, Facebook, blogs. You can see what they follow, what their interests are. You might share a hometown or an alma mater. So, for example, I'm from Ohio. So if someone else is from Ohio, we're talking about Ohio State football, the Bengals, Skyline Chili, and UDF ice cream way before I ever know if I can help them. And kids are amazing at engaging with emotion, too. They're full of emotion. So are women. And women are fantastic at making those personal connections. So here's what I do. Remember that everyone you speak to is human, and people love to feel connected to other people. So I say make a personal connection before you make a professional one.
Excellent, excellent way to do business, Michelle. I totally agree with you. Let me ask you this. What does it mean to uncover the customer's buying motive?
You cannot make a sale unless you first know what the customer wants. Likewise, you cannot pitch or recommend a product or service unless you know that that solution is the best solution for the customer. Here's an example. In my former role, for 17 years, I sold sales training to companies all over the world. And one time, a senior level leader of a bank emailed me for more information. So I picked up the phone and called her. And when I got her, she let me know right away that she was very important and she didn't have a lot of time. And so I understood right away that she was just looking for a price quote. But I don't let comments like that throw me off course, because my job is to provide the best possible solution so that we succeed. So I politely told her that, listen, we offer training solutions from $5,000 to $50,000, and I cannot offer the best solution until I completely understand what you want the outcome of the training to be. So, hey, I have a couple of questions that will help me understand those needs, but if right now is not a good time, I completely understand. Let's look at our calendars and pick a time to reconnect. Well, all of a sudden, she now had time for me. And I uncovered that she just didn't need sales training. She needed a very specific type of training to a very specific audience. And had I not uncovered that, I might have recommended the wrong thing and lost that sale. I also learned early on that you can maintain control of the conversation by asking questions. So once you understand that concept, you can dangle that control back and forth, but you'll always have an opportunity to gain control again with another question. So I tell my clients to create powerful, open-ended questions that will reveal what the customer really wants. And you should engage with questions about the customer, not about you.
Great point. Now, Michelle, your fourth rule of successful selling is about connecting and developing loyal relationships. Can you give us an example of how you turned a prospect into an ongoing relationship?
Absolutely. And kids are fantastic at this. My kids will go to the playground and make loyal relationships in 2 seconds. So that's how that ties into kids. Early on in my career, a seminar lead called the office and was interested in hiring one of my speakers for a very specific date. Unfortunately, the speaker was already booked, and the customer's date was not flexible. I mean, I try everything to always make it work, but we had exhausted every means and just couldn't make it happen. But the important lesson is, just because I couldn't help them didn't mean that their need went away. They still needed help. So because I had already uncovered everything they wanted for the seminar and I had engaged them, I elevated my position from salesperson to trusted advisor, and I helped them find another speaker. Now, I already had some great contacts in the industry, so I just made a couple of phone calls and found the right person for their date. It only took me a couple of minutes, and I was happy to do it. But 6 months later, that person called back and proactively booked my speaker for a full-day event, no questions asked. And they continued to work with us for years, all because the way that I spent a couple of extra minutes just to help them. The lesson there is don't just be a salesperson. Be a resource. You will earn trust, you will earn respect, and you will earn referrals.
Absolutely, and that's what building a firm foundation in business is all about. You talk about overcoming objectives. What's the best way to overcome resistance and find a solution in your favor?
Oh, sure, the dreaded objection in the sales process. And in sales, everyone will experience a hiccup or a stall now and then. You've all heard phrases like, the price is too high, I'm not interested at this time, I'm happy with my current supplier, or my favorite, well, I need to ask my boss. The important things to remember are, one, negotiation is a two-way street. It's give and take. I'm always so surprised by the amount of people who are willing to just give in without trying to get something too. It's a two-way street. And number two, you have to believe that your solution is the best possible solution for the customer. Don't give up easily. Fight for it. Believe in yourself. And if you have those two things in mind, you'll find an outcome that works for both parties, you and the customer. Now, this is one of my favorite tips that I teach people. Write down the most common objections you hear on a regular basis. Physically write them down. And then write out the best answers and solutions to each one. And then take that piece of paper and keep it in front of you. Tape it on your computer, next to your computer, on your desk, near your phone. But keep it top of mind and in sight until you can easily speak to all of those objections. Now, the bonus here is that once you document the most common objections that you hear on a regular basis, you can then tweak your sales presentation to proactively overcome those objections before they even arise.
Wonderful. And let me ask you this, Michelle. You also talk about being persistent. That's definitely another lesson that we learn from children. I don't know about your children, but I know mine's persistent for sure. kids are relentless whenever they want something. What's the best lesson you have learned about how much to follow up and when to actually walk away?
You're right, Babette. Kids are relentless when they want something. We can all relate to that child in the candy store aisle who will not give up until they get what they need. One of the best lessons that I learned from my sales mentor when I first started selling was, okay, listen, I've left a few voicemails. I've sent a few emails. How many times should I follow up? You know, at what point does the customer issue a restraining order?
And that's in all a good of his point. Brilliance, oh, my
goodness. You know, how much is too much? But listen, in all of his brilliance, he said to me, as long as you feel you have the best product, the best solution, and that you can truly help this customer, you follow up. And the minute you feel like you are not the best fit, then you can back off. Now, when he explained it like that, I immediately changed my perception of selling. So in my mind, I was no longer in the business of making sales. I was in the business of helping people. And I maintain that mindset every day, that service mindset in selling. So even if my products and services are not a good fit, I don't stop. I'll give recommendations on where customers might turn, or I'll reach out to people who I know who can personally help them. And that creates loyalty. And loyalty creates positive word-of-mouth reputation and referrals. When you take the time to engage, uncover, and provide the best solution, you win every time.
I know whenever you were with us back in April at the Map Your Way to Success seminar, you ended your presentation with, have fun every day. That's probably the best lesson we can all take away from this. Life is so short. How do you have fun? And what do you do?
That is the best lesson. You know, oftentimes I tell people, if you're not having enough fun, you need to figure out a way to have more fun at what you do. One of my most favorite quotes is by W.H. Auden, and it says, "Among those whom I like or admire, I can find no common denominator. But among those whom I love, I can. All of them make me laugh." Laughter is so important. You have to find a way to laugh every day. Now, I was very fortunate. I grew up in a funny family, and I have a fun family. I have a husband and two children who constantly inspire me and make me laugh. But I'm looking for the laughter. You know, I try to study humor. I try to find the funny in those regular everyday things. Now, today, social media is a great source for humor. You know, what those funny posts that your friends are sharing, find out where they come from and follow those. I have found personally that when I can connect with people in a fun and funny way, I'm way more successful in those relationships. And then it makes my work more enjoyable too.
Fantastic advice once again, Michelle. I have so enjoyed our time together here today. You are such a wealth of information. I know the ladies loved you at our Every Woman Can Be Map Your Way to Success seminar back in April. I know our listeners today are going to gain so much information for what you've shared. But let me ask you this. If they want to learn more about today's topic or your services, because you are such a professional in your industry and an expert, how can they get in contact with you, Michelle?
Oh, thanks so much. And thank you again for having me. My website is simply my name. So it's www.michellejoyce.com, michellejoyce.com. And my email is simply michelle@michellejoyce.com as well.
Very easy and simple to get in contact with you, and I know listeners will be reaching out to you. Michelle, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the Infinite Possibilities Radio broadcast today.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to be your guest.
And to our listeners, thank you for taking your time out of your day today. To learn more about Every Woman Can Be, visit our website at everywomancanbe.com for upcoming events and different things that we have going on in our women's organization. I would like to thank you, our listeners, for taking time out of your schedule to be part of our Infinite Possibilities Radio broadcast. Join us next month at the same time. We're always on at 12 o'clock, the fourth Thursday of every month, for another expert that you can learn from. And always remember, in all that you do today and always, be with passion and purpose, because you are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Make it a great day.